This is Tuesday, February 26th, 2013. The servers are going down, and that means it's time for episode 28 of Realm Maintenance. Ladies and gentlemen, Bronzebeards and Wildhammers, podcasters and podcastees, welcome to Realm Maintenance. I'm Ro, and thanks as always for listening. Due to some late scheduling difficulties, the interview with the Hunting Party podcast announced last week won't be airing today. However, I do promise it will happen in the near future. This week's show features one of the oldest WoW podcasts still in production, and plenty of podcast news, including another new show, and the announcement of which podcasts will have the chance to interview the Blizzard dev team over the next week as patch 5.2 approaches. Right now, it's time to talk about a small piece of WoW news that may just in fact show that we've reached the final countdown for 5.2. Here is the rolling restart. Okay, enough of that music, but I couldn't help it. Last Tuesday, after I had already put the show out, players were informed by way of a blog post on the official World of Warcraft site that PvP Season 12 would be ending on March 5th. Now, while they haven't outright said officially, "Hey guys, 5.2 is launching on March 5th," I'm perfectly willing to eat crow if this ends up not being the case. In doing just a little bit of research, I saw that the previous three PvP seasons ended on the day of the launch of a new patch. Of course, there is always the outside chance of a change of plans until we see the official word, which likely won't come till just hours before maintenance. Blizzard community managers and plenty of bloggers have already written about preparing for the patch, so there's no need for me to go into that here. Oddly enough, this last week before the patch, I'll likely not be in-game much compared to other weeks. With so much new content on the way, I prefer to take things easy and occupy my time with other games and distractions. For you PvP enthusiasts, do remember that while all players will be retaining the Valor points they've accumulated, Conquest points will be converted to Honor, and any Honor above the 4,000 point cap will be converted to Gold at a rate of 35 silver per point. Items that have rating requirements from Season 12 will no longer be available for purchase, so if you're into both PvP and collecting rare transmog gear, you have just days left to make that last minute purchase. Along with this announcement, there were a couple of other big pieces of news that were dropped on the Blizzard player community, so let's cover that and more as we go around the world of Warcraft in 80 seconds. According to an article from MMO Champion, rares on the Isle of Thunder will gain a 50% health buff when tagged by additional players regardless of whether they're in the same group or not, and all players will share a chance at loot when fighting one of these new rares. BlizzCon 2013 will be held on November 8th and 9th at the Anaheim Convention Center. Information on ticket prices and ticket sale dates aren't available at this time, however, a new post including information on obtaining discount hotel room reservations is up on the official BlizzCon site, and I'll include a link to that for you in the show notes. The first installment of the five-part ebook series, Dawn of the Aspects by Richard Knack, is now available for purchase on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for only $1.99. According to a blue post, the Shadowpan Assault Commendation that has been seen on the public test realm will not be available in patch 5.2. The only way to gain reputation with this faction will be through participating in the Throne of the Thunder King raid on any difficulty level. And finally, during the special Sony press conference which introduced the PlayStation 4, Chris Metzen made a surprise appearance on stage to announce that Blizzard Activision have gone into a strategic partnership with Sony and will be releasing Diablo 3 on both the PlayStation 3 and PlayStation 4. What this strategic partnership means for Project Titan or the future of World of Warcraft has been a topic of speculation on several podcasts. And that's your news. I'll be back with the Podcast of the Week interview after these words from the Chaos Portal podcast.
This week on the Chaos Portal, Medicakes and Lignar.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Joe has an announcement.
We're getting into you always like throw this right at the beginning, the whole gear thing, and now this.
And it's all about the toes.
T-O-E-S? Is that something in WoW? I don't get it.
How much coffee had you not had when you were reading that?
Terrace of Endless Springs. You know what? I'm going to dye my hair blonde.
You can listen to the show at chaosportalshow.com, iTunes, and Stitcher.
The first episode of World of Warcast hit the internet over 7.5 years ago. And while it's had its peak and lulls of activity, just as WoW has, the show itself is the longest-running WoW podcast that's still in production. Mists of Pandaria has brought new life and energy to the entire podcasting community, so it should come as no surprise that World of Warcast has returned with more frequent episodes. This week, I'm happy to have the opportunity to talk to hosts Mike Gaines and Eric Rice from World of Warcast. Mike, Eric, how you guys doing?
Okay.
Doing good, and thanks.
How's it going?
Pretty good. Thanks for taking the time to be on the show. Well, I think I can skip the first question that I tend to ask most podcasts in regards to where the name came from. I mean, World of Warcast pretty much speaks for itself, and back when the show first debuted, there weren't many podcasts at all out there in general.
There weren't any.
Right. So what I'd like to know, Mike, is just what motivated you to get into podcasting in the first place?
I grew up listening to radio as a kid, New York radio, and I was a DJ at my college radio, and then once I left college, there was no way for me to do it without getting a job at a radio station, which is not what I wanted to do. I wanted to do it as a hobby, and the internet at the time was just, I mean, people were doing it. I mean, Erica has actually been doing it a lot longer than me. Erica is one of the first podcasters.
So yeah, it was pretty ground zero back in those days.
So that's how I got into it. It was a way for me to get back into doing radio without being on the radio.
Did you two know each other from way back then at the beginning?
How did we meet? I forgot.
I think originally I met you by way of Seismic, which it went through many iterations. Seismic was like a video Twitter. Mm-hmm. And this was about 2005 or 7 maybe, or 7.
Well, I was curious because I know that you've had a couple of different co-hosts in the history of the show. You had Renata, you had Lindian. Now, I haven't listened to too many of the episodes from the earlier days of your show, but I did my research. How did it come about that you started teaming up with Eric for the current episodes?
Just sort of organically, I was just saying that I'd like to do the shows more often, and Eric volunteered to help me do them more often. That's sort of how that happened.
As I mentioned at the beginning, the show has had its lulls, most notably during the Dragon Soul era when patch 4.3 was out. I noticed there was just a handful of episodes, and over the past month the show's been putting out content on a weekly basis. I was just wondering, Mike, could you talk about both the Dragon Soul period for your show and what brought you back to just being more active again?
It really just boiled down to scheduling. Lindy and I just couldn't get our schedules together. There's just no other reason than that. And so I would say, what about this day? And it wouldn't work, and it wouldn't work for 3 weeks or something like that. And that's why our shows were scattered. It would have been more often if we were just able to get our schedules together. And then on top of that, I mean, there were some other MMOs that I was playing. I was playing Ion. I was playing Guild Wars 2. But those were only for like a few scattered weeks at a time. So that's essentially what it boiled down to.
Eric, could you just go over the current format for World of Warcast and what you guys talk about on a typical show?
Well, as long as I've been around, it's kind of been this, what did you do this week? Kind of, you know, what activities did you do? Because there's so much going on, and I've been really busy lately between keeping up with content and, you know, getting some alts up, and family's playing it as well. And so I'm kind of like my hands in all sorts of different directions. So we talk about the week, what we've been doing. And then, of course, any news that happens. And I mean, I would guess it would be safe to say that it changes a little bit, the news, by way of what's happening out there in the world of Warcraft, because you can't let that joke ever die. But
of course,
you know, we got a patch coming up and the new expansion happened. So there's still plenty of discovery and plenty of things there. I don't think it's necessarily so clinical. It must be WoW. I mean, there are things to discuss, especially like in Mike's case. Mike has far more MMO experience than I do, discussing bag systems and inventory systems, and hey, look at this game and they do it like this, wouldn't it be cool if, does this make sense, you know? So there's a little bit more depth and variety there. So that's generally how I've seen the show go, and it's an easy model to fit into when you're new.
What has kept each of you interested and engaged in World of Warcraft, and basically when you play World of Warcraft, what are you doing in game for the most part?
I've asked myself that question many times. You know what it is? I like the world a lot. This is sort of the game that I've always wanted to play when I was a kid. When I was growing up playing D&D on paper and playing like Temple of Apshai on my Atari 800 or something like that, I thought, wow, it would be kind of cool if somebody made a game someday, and this is the game that somebody had made. And I played EverQuest 1, still do. I like these virtual worlds, and I like building up a character.
I had a lot of friends that had played it, and you know, oddly enough, I'm a sci-fi guy. I'm a cyberpunk guy. If there's ever a Blade Runner MMO, I'm out of here. No. And so they said, oh, come on, you got to play. I'm like, all right. And as far as activities, it's, you know, it's staying current with a main and going through and trying a little PvP and trying a few characters, as much as I don't necessarily like grinding, it is fresh enough. When you do like to play other games, you don't feel like the world ends if you miss a week.
Right.
You know, that doesn't necessarily happen, I think, with other games as well. Like, I love, you know, Bad Company franchise, the Battlefield series. It doesn't necessarily feel as fresh when you go there because, you know, harder to get a Battlefield going because everybody's on to the next new thing. You have a little bit more of a commitment, and I think that kind of comes through a bit. It's very generalist, I think. It satisfies a lot of different gaming needs. Sometimes I just want to zone out and do something completely, you know, non-productive, like a pet battle or something. Yeah. You know, it's,
but I still play console games too. Yeah,
they're pretty you know, they're pretty consistent. There is just something about this world that, you know, it's old and familiar, and so I switch factions. I completely, with the exception of one character, moved everything over to the Horde side, where I knew of people but I didn't really know anyone.
Sure.
So it's starting over from scratch, from the social side of things. Mm-hmm. You know, I think we can find different ways to keep it interesting.
I didn't mean to cut you off. Anybody that knows me knows that I try practically every MMO that comes around. And the reason why I don't stick with most of them is because I think that the creative team at Blizzard really knows how to keep people interested in the game. And I go back to Guild Wars 2. I go back to EverQuest and, you know, 1 and 2. But the rest of them, I just don't bother with anymore because there are things about it, the way that's constructed, the dynamics of the game, the way the UI works, the rules, the even silly things like the auction house or things like that, to just go, eh, you know what, this doesn't seem to be something that I'm interested in, and then I'll just stop playing. And I go back to WoW because, in my opinion, it's really just, it was built right, and that's why I go back to it.
World of Warcraft, I mean, has been developed to appeal to as large a player base as possible. Blizzard's definitely shown that. As far as World of Warcraft goes, what kind of listener base would you say that your show is developed for? What kind of World of Warcraft player will benefit the most from your show?
In the early days, it was, what we tried to do is teach people how to play a better game. We were the podcast that people came to because they wanted to hear what I was doing, and Ren just was great with all these, she had these crazy experiments and she just loved to do them. Today, a lot of people already know how to play the game. They know the little secrets. So people have said to me over the years that they like to listen to what I have to say. They like to listen to my stories. They like to listen to what I've been doing because I have a very sensible, one person actually said this, I have a very sensible way of telling a story. What I try to do is I try to tell the stories in such a way where people can still learn from it.
Well, when people hear this interview, patch 5.2 will likely be a week away. So what about 5.2 interests each of you the most right now?
I got to be honest, I will feel better about leveling alts because one of the reasons why I haven't even... Well, I have this paladin that I've been sort of goofing around with, but I have this... It was actually my very first character in WoW. She's now an alt.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't want to level her is because of the whole daily grind and the rep and all that. And I figured that it would take a lot longer for her to get to 90 and have fun doing it and be productive doing it than any of the previous expansions. So I'm actually looking forward to leveling alts and seeing how that goes.
How about you, Eric?
You know, I gotta say, I am, and I think it's because I've experienced so many of the quests that I've, or zones for years as an alliance. Now as a horde, I've been exposed to different parts of the lore.
Mm-hmm.
I am actually really excited about this expansion's lore, and the patch is just a continuation of that. I mean, mm-hmm. I really, really like just the whole vibe, the whole ethos of the Pandaren. And, you know, we're continuing the story, and, you know, I don't want to spoil things for people, so sure. I won't, but it's, you know, that's kind of excites me. I'm interested in some of the mechanics of how they've got the Isle of the Thunder King set up,
mm-hmm.
you know, so, and, you know, new content. Go through on my main and then continue leveling other things too.
The WoW podcasting arena was a much, much smaller space when World of Warcraft started. It was like you and one or two other shows, if that.
It was The Instance and Taverncast.
Right, and I think WoWcast not too long after that. What are your thoughts on the growth of WoW podcasting to the state of where it is, and just your thoughts on WoW podcasting and its current place and role in the community?
I think that there are a lot of really good ones out there. Yours, of course. There are a lot of people that I know over the years that I've become friends with just simply because we are WoW podcasters. And I found with anything else, I mean, it's not just WoW podcasting, but it's any other topic, is that you've got to do something special in order to stand out nowadays. Because everyone, their mother with a microphone, is doing a podcast on something.
Yep.
So that's like with you, what you're doing, you're doing this whole social thing, which I think is awesome. And because I don't see many other, I do see some podcasters, not many, but some of them try to bring other people together. And I just think that there are, just like anything else, there are good ones and there are bad ones.
That can be subjective as well. I mean,
that's true too.
You know, if you want a podcast that's just like Trade, cool, go for it. That's cool.
I guess, Eric may understand where I'm coming with this, but I have a background in radio and I've been doing audio stuff since I was 4 years old. So for me, a good show to me would be one that's produced well and spoken well, researched well, that sure. sort of thing. So yeah, it is subjective. Eric's absolutely right. Is that maybe there are people that want to listen to others going F all day long.
And I mean, my entry into podcasting, I think, was kind of natural because I was inspired by, I had moved to Florida right after getting married and we discovered an FM talk radio station. And, you know, so it had like Howard Stern in the morning and just a variety of talk shows, morning zoos, like all day long. And I had friends that had worked in radio and then I had the opportunity of hanging out with people that did pirate radio, which is about as much of a cluster as you can imagine. And it all served and filled, I think, different purposes and different roles. And it was all awesome in different ways. I do kind of like the more traditional radio broadcasting thing, just shy of, you know, sounding like, you know, news and traffic on the 10, just short of that. But that's just my personal preference. You know, it's like I drive a truck instead of a car, just preference.
Yeah. So, yeah, there are a lot. It depends, like Eric said, it depends on your preference. But you got to stand out. Even if you are going to drop F-bombs all day long, at least your F-bombs have to do something different. You know what I mean? It's got to stand out.
Absolutely. Or, it's one of the questions I ask most Warcraft podcasts out there when I interview them is what makes your show stand out from the rest? And there's a reason why I ask that, because the field has become very widespread and somewhat saturated, and it's perfectly fine for new shows to be appearing, you know, on a weekly basis. You're going to have to do something to get people to notice you, because at the same time, there are 70 other shows out there putting out stuff too.
Yeah, but some of those people have much more time than I do.
Right.
Like, I don't have to run a fan guild. I don't. Yeah. I don't know how AIE does it.
Well, they've got a strong support group now.
No, they do. I mean, they're a great group of people. It's just that I couldn't see myself doing that because as it is, in the way that my life is that I can't. I don't have the time. Mm-hmm. And that's part of the problem. but we try to just tell the best stories and help people the most and just keep it the way it's been for the last 7.5. Oh, God, it'll be 8 years in July.
Yep, approaching 8 years. Pretty crazy. I'm glad to have the opportunity to give a little more exposure to the World of Warcast. There's, with there being so many new podcasts, there's also plenty of new podcast listeners. And I definitely hope that more people check out your show and hop on board and check what it's all about. Could you tell me all of the social media information, Twitter, show email, website? You said you're redoing the website location there. If you can toss all that out so people know how to find you.
worldofwarcast.com is where everything, I mean, you can just go there regardless of whether or not I keep it up or point it somewhere else. That's where it'll be. Mm-hmm. You can find, of course, World of Warcast on iTunes, on Stitcher. World of Warcast is our Twitter ID. I am at StarMike. Eric, he's at Spin and at Eric Rice.
Mostly at Eric Rice, yeah.
Yeah. worldofwarcast@gmail.com is our email address. I don't really do much on Google Plus. I've got iffy feelings about Google Plus.
So do Eric a lot of use, people.
I know. I use it all the time. I use it every day, but it's just not what I really want to do with it. Mm-hmm. It's just not. And there is something on Facebook. I just never use it.
Right.
Which is probably wrong. I should probably use it more.
It's just another thing to add to the list of things to do.
Yeah, I know.
It'll be a whole new series of sites next year, I'm sure. Social sites.
All right. Well, Mike and Eric, thanks again for taking the time to be on Realm Maintenance this week. I do appreciate it. And best of luck with all the future episodes coming down the way.
All right. Thank you.
And after this clip from last week's episode of World of Warcast, I'll be back with podcast news.
Hazaroth lives to see another day!
Podcasting to all of Azeroth, this is World of Warcast, episode 133. I am Michael Gaines. With me is Mr. Eric Rice.
What's up?
What's up? How goes it?
It goes. I'm stealthed as a human female right now in Ogrimmar. Oh, Blingtron. Cray cray. I just found out I will be able to make a Blingtron.
Oh, that's right.
Because engineering, you know, what a messy freaking profession this is. I just couldn't even believe it. Luckily, I've got a tailor so I can keep making bags. But yeah, I was looking at all this stuff. And then I had to make that choice, you know, gnomish or goblin engineering.
Yeah. Would you pick?
Like a day. I went with gnomish because the bombs aren't going to be useful.
Yeah.
But the gnomish stuff had, I think, more weird. It seemed like there was comparable stuff on both sides. I'm like, All right, whatever. It just seemed like there was more useless gizmos. Like my life, man.
I saw a guy in Stormwind, it was either yesterday or the day before, begging people for over half an hour to put down a Blingtron. To the point where people were just like, dude, why are you begging people to put down a thing so you're going to get crap? And yeah, there's like one thing in there that you can get. It's like some rare, you know, I don't even remember what it was, but there's some rare item that you can get in there that's worth like 18,000 gold, and that's what he wanted.
Yeah.
But people drop Blingtrons every day.
And I always either get party grenades right now, the one I got right now, party grenade, a stack of three, and a steamy romance novel.
That's I'm in love like with the robot.
60 silver or something like that?
Five silver.
Five silver? I think I got that the other day. I don't even care sometimes. Like, I see the Blingtron up, I'm like, nah, maybe.
Hi, this is DTD from the Sheep Moon and WoW Uncensored podcast, and you're listening to Realm Maintenance with Ro. Hey, Ro, why don't you go ahead and banish that diamond, but don't you dare break that sheep.
Thanks again to Mike and Eric for being on the show this week. World of Warcast live streams the recording of their show every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time at justin.tv/thenexicon. You can find information on other WoW podcast live stream times at realm-maintenance.com/liveguide, and the full version of my interview with World of Warcast will also be up on the site later this week. A new show appears, a co-host makes a move, and Blizzard interviews are making their way back to the community. It's now time for podcast news. It's Horde vs. Alliance when the hosts of the Darkmoon Herald are guests on episode 66 of Horde for Life. Dustin and Upsana team up against Rich and Kevin in Horde vs. Alliance discussion, and the whole crew talk about the pros and cons of a single currency system. Find this show at hordeforlife.com or egonetworks.com. To check out the first episode of Low Pop WoW, you can find it at twitch.tv/lowpopwow in the video archive section. Episodes will appear on lowpopwow.com in the near future. Rusty from the Slash 2 podcast joined Janelle and BGO for 5 WoW Things episode 96. The three talk about legendary metagems, Fire Emblem, PlayStation 4, and ask the question, if WoW died tomorrow, what MMO genre would you play next? Find this explicit show at 5wowthings.com. Let's WoW is the name of a new WoW podcast made by and for the everyday gamer. You can follow this new podcast on Twitter at Let's WoW Podcast and go to letswow.podbean.com for episode number 1 to listen to hosts Gemmet and Day talk with guest Corendos. One host of the Sundering has a big announcement. Does Raphist have a new car? Has Zia dyed her hair green? Did Seraphis give up bacon for Lent? Catch episode 120 of the Sundering at thesundering.net to find out the big news. The hosts at GroupQuest had LeGrayson of the Chaos Portal show on to talk about BlizzCon, patch 5.2, and Expecting the Unexpected in episode 104. The show can be found at thegroupquest.com. Speaking of LeGrayson, earlier in the show you may have heard that Joe from the Chaos Portal had an announcement. Well, that announcement is that he has joined the crew of TwizzCast. For more show news and a link to the livestream recording on Thursday nights, go to twizzcast.com. Caverns of Lore episode 9 is out, and Sayomara from the Grand Old Podcast joins Janelle and Necroxus to continue the discussion of the Third War. Find this explicit lore podcast at cavernsoflore.podbean.com. But wait, there's more! Or rather, but wait, there's lore! As of now, Necroxus is a member of the crew along with Pride, Dunn, and Howitzer. You can listen to previous episodes of Season 5 of But Wait, There's Lore on youtube.com/thesmokinggamer or live at nordersillradio.com on Fridays at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Listener discretion is advised. Richard from the Middle Finger Podcast has now joined Bill as a co-host on GChat as well. Catch episode 28 of this uncensored podcast about guilding in the World of Warcraft at gchatpodcast.com. If you're a fan of stories about Rem's mom on Torin Think Tank, Triple T debuted the first Ask Mama Rem segment this week on episode 42. Once a month, Mama Rem will sit down with Rem and answer questions from the audience about gaming as a grandma. Find this WoW podcast for the WoW player at torinthinktank.com. On episode 10 of Your WoW Money, Kerosene Kid and the Beefinator talk about a very sensitive time for Ghost Iron Ore and bars as 5.2 is quickly approaching. You'll definitely hear something to think about, so catch the show at yourwowmoney.com. You know how the saying goes, the family that quests together are the best together? What, you've never heard of that one? Well, on episode 26 of Warcraft Trolls, Megan and Ward talk about visiting Ward's surprisingly Warcraft-intuned family, as well as talk of RP servers, Death Knight lore, and of course, talk of pets. Find this explicit show at trollcast.com. What is the future of the four pure DPS classes? Lore delves into that question on episode 169 of The Weekly Marmot. This show can be found on the ZAM official channel on YouTube or at tankspot.com. Convert to Raid made another announcement this week, but I'm not going to talk about it just yet. To find out more about this and another War Room segment, check out episode 84 at converttoraid.com, or listen to the special Realm Maintenance 5.2 launch episode, where you'll learn plenty more about this new project. And last, but certainly not least, 4WoW Podcasts will be conducting interviews with members of the World of Warcraft dev team over the next several days. Lead systems designer Greg Street, aka Ghostcrawler, will be interviewed by The Instance. Lead encounter designer Ian Hazacostas, aka Watcher, will join Ghostcrawler in an interview with Legendary over at Gamebreaker.tv. Meanwhile, Epic Podcasts will get their first chance to interview the dev team when lead content designer Corey Stockton and lead quest designer Dave Kosak talk to Lignar and Medicakes about all things 5.2. And wrapping up the set, WoW game director Tom Chilton will be interviewed by Twizcast. In addition, there are 10 other interviews being conducted with different fan sites in the WoW community, including some international ones. You can find the listing of all of the planned interviews at realm-maintenance.com, and my thanks to community manager Zarm for confirming those interviews. Before I end the show today, I want to tell you podcasters out there about a new site I discovered last week. It's called Auphonic.com, and that's spelled Auphonic.com. Now, this isn't a sponsor for the show or anything, but Auphonic.com is providing a free service to podcasters right now that might be a benefit to you, especially if you're very new to podcasting and have limited experience with editing your podcast to improve its quality. On this website, you can upload an audio file, and then Auphonic spends a short time to process your production and improve the overall quality. It bounces levels between speakers, music, and speech. It also normalizes loudness and can help with issues such as clipping and background noise and hum reduction. Registration to the site is free, and I'll include a link in the show notes to a YouTube video which explains the features of Auphonic.com in greater detail. Whether you've been podcasting for several days or several years, it's worth taking a look at. Thanks to Fenn from VentChat who mentioned this on Twitter and got me to check it out. And that sound means your update is complete. It's time to press the play button and get back to looking for someone to fill in that one last rating spot that always seems to be open lately. Thanks to Epic Insanity and 68Gia for leaving your 5-star reviews on iTunes. Feel free to leave your review of the show there whenever you can. Whether it's 5-star, 4-star, or otherwise, I'll give you a shout-out on the show. Realm Maintenance can also be found on Stitcher Radio, so be sure to thumbs up the show this week if you like what you're hearing. If you're a podcaster and you have news about your show, or a commercial to send in, or if you're a listener with questions about WoW or WoW podcasts, send those emails to realmpodcast@gmail.com. You can also follow the show on Twitter at realmpodcast, or follow myself at Rowow, spelled R-H-O-W-O-W. Next week, if I was in Vegas, I'd put my money on a 5.2 launch and a very special extended Realm Maintenance with Convert to Raid, the Shaw of Happiness, and Suzu Shiro from Big Crits. If I'm wrong, well, you'll just have to wait and see. Until then, I've been Ro, you've been you, and Realm Maintenance has been completed. Realm Maintenance is a World of Warcraft podcast by Ro, copyright 2013. Certain audio portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment, and no copyright infringement is intended. Thanks again to Mike Gaines and Eric Rice for being on the show this week. Thanks to Jan for editing portions of this show. Thanks to Safeshark Hosting for hosting realm-maintenance.com. And thanks to you for listening.
The WoW Podcast subreddit keeps up-to-date links on all the major World of Warcraft podcasts. It's your one-stop shop to find out all the latest and greatest WoW podcasts. Get caught up with your favorite shows and discover shows you didn't even know existed. If it's about WoW, it's on the WoW Podcast subreddit. Find out what all the excitement is about by visiting reddit.com/r/WoW Podcasts.